哥罗西书第一章
Colossians chapter 1
二十节
Verse 20.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上天上的，都与自己和好了。
And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven.
我们把这些圣经记在心里。
Let us, remember this verse in our heart.
现在我们再回到我们的主题圣经，就是以弗所书。
So let us turn back to our main verse in Ephesians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第十节。
Verse 10.
要照着安排所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
我们知道说这一次我们大会的主题是万有在基督里面同归于一。
We do know that the theme of this conference is to gather together in one all things in Christ.
我们说这个主题主要是取自于以弗所书第一章刚才我们所读的那节圣经。
And the theme is based on the verse that we just read.
但这里的万有乃是天上和地上的万有。
But here, the all things refers to the heaven and the earth.
所以这里的故事是宇宙的故事。
So the story here is the story of the universe.
在日期满足的时候，
In the fullness of time,
谁要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him.
这里有一个工作是基督的工作。
Here's a work, the work of Christ.
为着完成神的旨意。
To accomplish God's will.
神就打发了他最忠心的仆人。
God sent his most faithful servant.
那就是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
所以这里很明显给我们看见，这里有一个忠心仆人，他有一个工作。
Very clearly, we here see a very faithful servant who has a work.
他的工作乃是根据神的旨意。
And his work is according to God's will.
那根据神的旨意，那么基督的工作是什么呢？
What is Christ's work according to God's will?
就是到日期满足的时候。
That is in the fullness of time.
谁要使天上一切所有，地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him.
我们知道以弗所书跟哥罗西书是大概同一个时候写的。
We know that Ephesians and Colossians were written about the same time.
哥罗西给我们看见基督怎样是教会的元首。
Colossians shows us how Christ is the head of the church.
以弗所书给我们看见教会怎样是基督的身体。
Ephesians shows us how the church is the body of Christ.
所以我们知道这两本书是彼此解释。
So we know that these two books interpret each other.
如果我们要明白什么叫做天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
If we are to understand this matter of the heaven and on the earth, all things to gather together in Christ,
那个答案最清楚的就是哥罗西书刚才我们所读过的。
To answer that, the best thing to interpret it is in Colossians, the verse that we just read.
那是十字架上的故事。
And that is the story of the cross.
那就是我们的主所做救赎的工作。
And that is the story of redemption.
神打发他的儿子来到地上。
God sent his son to this earth.
为我们钉在十字架上。
He was nailed to the cross for our sins.
我们就因为罪因为罪进到这个世界。
Because sin entered this world.
我们的主有一个工作要做。
Our Lord has a work to do.
他在十字架上的工作。
And that work on the cross.
是怎么做的呢？
What did he do?
所以这里告诉我们，他所流的血就成就了和平。
And it says here that having made peace through the blood of his cross.
为什么要成就和平呢？
Why would he have to have made peace?
因为宇宙已经没有和平。
Because there is no peace in the universe.
本来是一个的时候，所有都是 harmony, 都是和谐的。
Before, everything was harmonious when it was one.
因着罪进到这个宇宙。
But because sin entered the universe.
那个和谐就失去了。
The harmony disappeared.
天本来跟地是一个。
Heaven and earth were one.
现在地和天脱了节。
Now heaven and earth are disconnected.
天地不知道离开天有多远。
Heaven and earth are so far apart.
所以现在我们主来到地上，他有个工作要做。
So now the Lord has a work to do.
这是他的侍奉。
It is his service.
他在神面前的侍奉。
The service before God.
最忠心的侍奉。
The most faithful service.
最标准的侍奉。
The most ideal service.
乃是根据神的旨意。
And that is according to God's will.
他是没有罪的。
He had no sin.
他为我们成为罪，为我们钉在十字架上。
He became sin for our sake and was nailed to the cross.
他不应当流一滴的血的。
He shouldn't have shed a single blood.
他为我们流血。
But he did shed his blood.
他成就了和平。
He did give us peace.
这个和平是什么样的和平呢？
What kind of peace is that?
因为天跟地脱节了。
Because heaven and earth are disconnected.
所以借着十字架的工作。
And because of the work of the cross.
就借着万有。
And then through all things.
这里就是我们所说万有在基督同归于一的万有。
And this all things here refers to the one that is to be gathered in one Christ.
你怎么形容这个万有呢？
How do you describe all things?
下面说无论是地上的天上的。
Here it says, whether things on earth or things in heaven.
在科学家眼目中的宇宙。
The universe in the eyes of the scientists.
是千千万万银河系。
There are thousands and thousands of galaxies.
在神心目中的宇宙。
But the universe in God's heart.
地球虽然渺小。
Even though planet Earth is so small.
你看见吗？地球所占的地位就是下半球的地位。
That the planet Earth occupies the bottom sphere of that mountain.
诸天的地位乃是上半球的地位。
And then you have the top sphere.
我们看见说，在神创造宇宙万有的时候。
When God created the universe, all things.
天与地乃是一个。
Heaven and earth were one.
因为这些万有乃是为着他的儿子的。
All things were created for his son.
因为他早已经立他的儿子要承受万有。
Because he is to be the heir of all things.
这些都是为着他的。
This is all for him.
为什么？
Why?
因为当初的一个是怎么一个的呢？
How was that one?
那么根据希腊原文，达比告诉我们说，
According to the Greek, according to Darby,
那里乃是告诉我们，那个合一是因为向天看齐的结果。
It is that oneness is because it is lined up.
所以这个叫 head up. 这个不光 sum up, 而且是 head up.
It is not only the summing up, but it's the heading up.
是 sum up.
It is summing up.
但是这里有一个标准。
But there is a standard here.
这个有个 goal, 有一个头在那里。
There is a head here.
所以那个字在原文那个头和教会是万有的原始，同样一个字根。同样一个字根。
So the root of that word is the same as the head of the church.
所以这里讲到万有同归于一。
So here when we speak of the summing up of all things,
不只告诉我们怎么一个。
It's not only just showing us one.
告诉我们一个，而且告诉我们怎么样的一个。
But it shows us what kind of oneness.
它乃是向天看齐的。
He is looking up and lining up to heaven.
所以这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
给我们看见原来天乃是地的冠冕。
It shows us the heaven is the crown of earth.
什么时候天做了地的冠冕？
Whenever heaven is the crown of earth.
这就是为什么神创造这块地。
That is why we know that this earth was created.
这个地球不是一块很大的石头，不是一块很大的石头。
This planet is not just a big stone.
你知道今天在科学家眼光里，所有的星球都是石头。
So in the eyes of scientists today, all the planets are but stones.
如果光是石头，一点意义也没有。
If they are just stones or rocks, there would be a significant.
这个宇宙太多的石头，太多的星星。
There are so many rocks, so many stars in the universe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
难道说地球就是一块的石头吗？
Is the planet Earth just a rock?
地球什么时候充满意义的呢？
When does the Earth have meaning?
乃是天做了它的冠冕。
It is when heaven becomes its crown.
天做冠冕的时候，
when heaven is its crown,
就是神做了宇宙元首的时候。
And that is when God is the head of the universe.
现在神有个心意。
Now God has a desire in his heart.
看见他的儿子。
He wants man to see his son.
所以你爬到天上，你看见天。
So when you arise to the heavens, you see the heaven.
你在地上也看见天。
But you also on earth you see heaven as well.
地向天完全看齐的缘故。
Because the earth is lined up with heaven.
天上有一片云，地上也有一片云。
When there is a cloud in the heaven, there's a cloud on earth.
天上有荣耀，地上也有荣耀。
When there's a glory in heaven, there's glory on earth.
为什么？
Why?
因为整个地原来是反映天。
Because the earth reflects the heaven.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你不一定要天上就看见天了。
You don't have to go to heaven to see the heaven.
你在地上也看见天了。
You can see heaven from earth.
你看见一棵葡萄树。
When you see a vine. vine.
你就是真葡萄树。
You are reminded of the true vine.
怎样的水能够变成酒？
How water can turn into wine.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见太阳的时候，
when you see the sun,
你就想起公义的太阳。
You remember the righteous one.
所以在整个神所创造的万物里面，
and all things that are created,
好像有两个画廊。
It's as if there are two.Pictures,
no,
two galleries.
一个在天上，一个在地上。
So there's a one art gallery on earth, one art gallery in heaven.
不管在天上，在地上。
No matter on earth or heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你在这里给我们看，不管什么样，都叫你想起我们的主。
No matter what, we see everything that points us and reminds us of our Lord.
这就是神为什么当初创造这天和地。
That is why God created the heaven and the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and
sisters, 现在你看见吗？天这个。当圣经讲到说能够同归于一的时候，
When the Bible speaks of gathering together in one,
它的意思像是头同归于一的，
It is to gather into the head,
向天完全看齐的，
So that it is lined up to heaven.
所以你看见吗？你今天不一定要到天上才看见天，
So you don't go, have to go to heaven to see heaven.
你在地上也看见天，
You will see heaven from earth.
你在地上其实是在地，好像在天一样，
On earth as if in heaven.
天跟地能分别，
Heaven and earth can be distinguished.
但是天和地不能够分开。
But they cannot be separate.
但是弟兄姊妹，很可惜。
Sadly.
后来自从罪进到这个世界以后，
When sin entered this world,
结果地跟天就脱节了。
Heaven and earth were disconnected.
地就连天越来越远。
Heaven and earth were getting further and further apart.
现在你看见美丽的景色的时候，
Now when you see the beautiful scenery,
你说这只是美丽而已。
You just say this is beauty.
你想不起我们的主。
You are not reminded of our Lord.
你就知道人离开神有多远。
Now you know how far man is from the Lord.
远到一个地步，人说宇宙中没有神。
They're so far that man says there's no God in this universe.
远到一个地步，人说神已经死了。
So far man says that God's dead.
但是弟兄姊妹，当初不是这样。
But before it wasn't like this.
当初如果你一伸手，你就摸到天了。
Before when you raise your hand, you would touch heaven.
我们在波饼聚会里就这样子。
And that's what we see in the Lord's table.
你如果真的感觉到主的同在，
If you sense His presence,
你觉得好像一伸手就摸到天了。
You touch heaven.
你看见吗？这就是神永远的旨意。
This is God's eternal purpose.
当初神的所创造的宇宙是这样的宇宙。
That was the original universe that was created.
所以这个故事是宇宙的故事。
So this is a story of the universe.
尤其你读哥罗西书的时候。
Especially when you read Colossians.
当我们读到刚才那段圣经。
When we read this verse,
他怎么说呢？
What does it say?
十六节他怎么说？
Actually, before that,
因为万有都是靠他造的。
In verse 16, for by him all things were created.
无论是天上的和地上的。
Both in the heavens.And on earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里很明显的万有指的宇宙的万有说。
Very clearly, all things refers to the universe.
它不是个很抽象的东西。
It's not something abstract.
圣经里面，尤其保罗讲到万有的时候，
especially when Paul speaks of all things,
它都是指的宇宙来说的。
He speaks of the universe.
你不要把它变成很抽象，好像不大，好像很不清，好像不大不清楚一样。
Don't make it abstract or unclear.
圣经讲到基督是一切又在一切之内 ，Christ is all in all， 好像很抽象一样。
Sometimes.We think that the phrase Christ is all in all is very abstract.
我们如果明白神的旨意，
But if we know God's will,
你知道这个故事乃是宇宙的故事。
That we know the story is the story of the universe.
所以昨天晚上我们说到创世第一章。
So last evening we spoke on Genesis 1.
那里给我们看见地跟天脱节。
We see the disconnect between heaven and earth.
那今天我们要到第三章。
Today we want to go to Genesis 3.
不只有宇宙的悲剧。
Not only is there the tragedy of the universe,
还有人类的悲剧。
But there's the human tragedy.
弟兄姊妹，本来神为什么创造人呢？
Why did God create man?
我想最清楚的一段圣经，
The passage that is most clear
就是诗篇第八篇，
is Psalm 8.
诗篇第八篇第一节就等于创世纪第一章第一节。
Psalm 8 verse 1 is equivalent to Genesis 1:1.
他说，神啊，你的名在全地是何其美。
It says, How majestic is thy name in all the earth.
神所创造的地是叫神的名字得的荣耀的。
So when God created earth, it's so that his name would be glorified.
你的荣耀也彰显于天。
And in the heavens, your splendor is displayed.
这就是当初那个天和地。
That is the original heaven and earth.
然后从第三节开始。
And in Psalm 8:3,
创世纪是要有光就有了光。
And in Genesis verse 1 verse 3 it says, let there be light, and there was light.
经过六天的工作,
and after 6 days of work,
最后他创造人了,
finally he created man.
然后第一章就结束了,
and chapter 1 ends.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers,
如果你仔细读诗篇第八篇的话,
if you were to carefully read Psalm 8,
从第三节读到最后一节,
from verse 3 to the end,
也是一样的,
it's the same thing.
这里告诉我们神怎样创造人,
it tells us how God created man.
他把荣耀尊贵是给他做冠冕,
he gave glory and majesty to be his crown.
因为人是照着神的形象来造的。
Because man was created according to his image.
这是指着生命的这一部分。
This speaks of life.
为什么我们要像神呢？
Why do we need to be like God?
因为那个形象是我们的荣耀。
This image is our glory.
是我们的尊贵。
It is our majesty.
是我们的冠冕。
It is our crown.
所有的万物看见那个冠冕。
When all things see that crown,
他们不能够不伏在人的脚前。
They cannot help but prostrate at man's feet.
因为这个缘故，
For this reason,
现在人不止神不止人照着神的形象造的。
So not only is man created according to his image.
这是侍奉的开始。
But that's the beginning of service.
神为什么创造人呢？
Why did man create man?
神要人来侍奉他。
God created man is so that man can serve him.
神自己可以管理这些。
God can rule all that.
神造了空中的鸟。
God created the birds in the heavens.
海里的鱼。
The fish in the seas. The beasts on the land.
神自己可以管呢。
God can rule them.
神可以让天使来管呢。
The angels can rule them.
没有的。
But no.
为什么神要照着我们照着神的形象来造？
Why were we created according to his image?
因为神把荣耀尊贵赐给我们做冠冕。
Because he gave us glory and honor for our crown.
这样你就能完成神的使命。
Now you can finish his mission.
为什么要这样做呢？
Why did he do that?
等一等你就懂了。
Then you understand soon.
那么诗篇第八篇告诉我们说，
Psalm 8 tells us.
现在人不光要管理空中的鸟，海里的鱼，还有地上的走兽。
Not only is man supposed to rule the birds in the sky, the fish in the seas, and the beasts of the land.
怎么说呢？
What did the Bible say?
要叫万物都伏在他们的脚下。
All things will be under and subjection under their feet.
你读哥林多书，哥林多前书就很清楚了。
When you read 1 Corinthians, very clear.
神的旨意是要万有都伏在基督的脚下。
God's purpose is that all things will be under the Lord's feet.
所以我们的侍奉的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of our service?
为什么今天神创造我们？
Why did God create us?
为什么今天我们要彰显神？
Why do we want to manifest God today?
难道我们要做秀吗？
Is it because we just want to be a show?
那要给人看见我们是怎样的荣耀吗？怎样的属灵吗？
We just want to see, tell people how spiritual we are.
怎样像盖恩夫人吗？
How we are like Madame Guillaume.
怎样像达比吗？
How we are like Darby.
怎样像 Hudson Taylor.
How we are like Hudson Taylor.
不是的。
No.
这些荣耀和尊贵都是为着服事的。
This glory and honor is for service.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
神创造我们，
When God created us,
他的目的要把使命给我们。
His purpose is to give us a mission.
叫我们要管理，
That we are to rule.
叫我们要治理全地，
So that we can rule and subdue the earth.
就像宋尚杰博士所说的，
Just like John Sung.
他告诉我们说神创造人，
He said that when God created man,
就是要叫人做海陆空大元帅，
And so that man can be the commander-in-chief of the Navy, Army, and Air Force.
神是万王之王，
He is the king of kings.
现在他需要个大元帅，
But now he needs a commander-in-chief.
他把亚当找来了，
He found Adam.
创造了亚当，
He created Adam.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在你看见人有一个事情要做了，
Now there's something that man has to do.
人有一个使命要完成了，
There's a mission to be done.
这叫什么？
What is that?
这叫的释放。
That is service.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see?
今天我们如果要侍奉主的话，
If we are to serve God today,
你看你很明显神有一个工作摆在我们手里来做。
There is a work that he has handed us to do.
我们这个特会是侍奉的特会。
Our conference here is a conference of service.
我们巴不得主给我们看见他永远的旨意。
We desire to see the eternal purpose.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
今天神为什么要创造这个宇宙？
Why did God create this universe?
很清楚的。
Very clear.
他的确把使命给了我们。
He has given us that mission.
所以在神创造的蓝人蓝图里面，
So in the blueprint of God's creation,
有生命的部分，有侍奉的部分。
You have life and you have service.
侍奉乃是生命的流露。
Service is the outflowing of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看你等到神真的按住他形象来造我们的时候，
When God created us according to his image,
那下接下去我们要侍奉了。
So that means we need to serve.
接下去我们要管理了。
Then we need to rule.
你怎么侍奉，怎么管理呢？
How do you rule? How do you serve?
主的话很清楚。
So very clear.
神就祝福他们。
God blessed them.
弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
特别在主的工作上，
In God's work,
我们要仰望神的祝福。
We need to look for his blessing.
没有神的祝福，
If there is no blessing,
你我不可能管理。
You and I cannot rule.
你我不可能侍奉。
You and I cannot serve.
你就是做的忙的都忙死了，一点用处也没有。
You can be busy, busy to death, and it would be of no use.
神的工作就神自己可以做。
God's work only He can do.
那我们怎么办呢？
So what about us?
我们仰望神的祝福。
We look to His blessing.
只要神祝福我们。
When He blesses us,
有一个结果一定要产生。
There is one result.
那就是生养众多。
And that it would be fruitful and multiply.
你看这个生命是比动物更高的生命。
This life is a higher life than animal life.
比植物跟飞鸟更高的生命。
It's higher than vegetation life.
而这个生命将有一个结果。
And this life has a result.
他要接受生命树的果子。
He has to accept the fruit of the tree of life.
然后等到生命树果进到我们里面来以后。
And when the fruit of the tree of life enters.
你看神的意思是什么呢？
What does the Lord mean?
就是说人不光是神不光祝福我们。
Not only has God blessed us.
而且我们的生命不仅要长大。
Our life is to grow.
要丰富。
It is to be fruitful.
而且要遍满地面。
And it is to fill the surface of the earth.
我们等一等要问说为什么遍满地面？
We have to say, why is it filling the whole earth?
只有当生命遍满地面的时候。
When the life fills the earth.
现在全地就被制服了。
Then the whole earth will be conquered.
万有就伏在人的脚底下。
All things will be in subjection under the feet.
人就完成了他的侍奉的使命了。
And then man finishes the mission of service.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
创造人是要叫人仆做仆人的。
God created man so that we would be servants.
那到底一个什么样的是？为什么我们要管理海里的鱼、空中鸟这些不是呢
？Why are we to rule the birds in the air, the fish in the sea?
那么诗篇第十八篇就很清楚了。
Psalm 8 makes it very clear.
所以第二节就相当于创世纪的第一章第二节。
So verse 2 in Psalm 8 is equivalent to Genesis 1-2.
所以那里圣经怎么说呢
？What does the Bible say?
他说你应别的缘故从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立的能力是仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
From the mouth of infants and nursing babes thou hast established strength because of thine adversaries to silence the enemy and the avenger.
现在你知道为什么地边空虚混沌吗
？Now do you see why the earth is now formless and void?
现在神有了仇敌了。
God has an adversary.
他不光是仇敌。
Not only an adversary.
而这些仇敌一直话说个不停。
This adversary keeps talking.
原因在什么地方呢
？What's the reason?
我们不是昨天特别提到了吗
？Last evening we mentioned.
我们常常觉得撒旦既然有的人说神为什么创造魔鬼呢
Sometimes somebody asks, why did God create Satan?
神从来没有创造魔鬼。
God didn't create Satan.
神所创造的乃是天使。
What God created was an angel.
后来天使骄傲了，背叛了。
Angel became proud and then rebelled.
然后你看见说就被赶到地球和地球的外太空。
And was chased down to the earth and to outer space.
所以这一块的版图通通沦陷了。
So all this territory has been lost.
今天全地都握在那恶者的手下。
And the earth, entire earth is in the hands of the evil one.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗
？Do you understand now?
在这种情形底下
，Under these conditions，
那么我们有一个答案，我们有一个 solution。
We have one answer. We have one way.
我们常常说，为什么神不把撒旦捏死就好了呢
？Why don't we many times say, why can't God just squash？
撒旦可以把他捏死。
God can squash Satan.
因为他是创造者。
Because he is the creator.
我们知道天使是受造者。
We know that the angels are created beings.
撒旦是受造者。
And Satan is one that's been created.
我今天创造你，我可以毁掉你。
I created you, I can destroy you.
这个没有什么稀奇。
Nothing big about that.
一个大人跟小孩打架的时候。
When an adult fights with a small kid.
他把小孩子压在底下有什么稀奇的
？He can press on that little kid and it's not nothing
great. 我们说这个大人很有力量。
We say, oh, this adult is so strong.
撒旦捏死了很有权很有能力。
If God were to squish Satan, he has a lot of power.
但神要说我不是这么简单的。
But God says I won't do that.
你不要觉得宇宙就是一些能力而已。
Don't think that this universe is just about power.
这片银河里面太多原子能太多核子的能力了。
There are so much nuclear power in this world.
神要说我有的是能力。
He says I have power.
但是就怎么宇宙不是那么简单。
But the universe is not that simple.
宇宙不只要彰显神的能力。
Universe is not only to manifest His power.
显神的智慧
，But to manifest His wisdom，
那神的智慧在哪里
？Where's His wisdom？
他不用创造者来对付受造者
，He does not react to the created being with the creator。
现在既然这个敌人是 堕落的天使。
Since his adversary is a fallen angel,
所以他造人的时候
，so when he created man,
他造人比天使微小一点。
He said he created man lower than angels.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？Do you understand that?
第一节起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created heavens and earth.
第二节出宇宙出事情了，撒旦背叛了。
In verse 2, there was a problem. Satan rebelled.
全地都握在那恶者的手下。
And all the entire earth was in the hands of the evil.
现在神要创造人了。
Now God is to create man.
神创造人的目的是什么？
So what was the purpose creating man?
第一
First,
他让人比天使微小一点。
He made man a little lower than angels.
神用另外一个受造主来对付这个受造主。
So that he can use one created being to treat another created being.
但是第七他比你小一点。
But amazing enough, he's lower than you are.
如果他能得胜的话
if he can overcome,
你要蒙羞的
then you'll be ashamed.
你看见吗？他不是比你大
you are not greater than
him. 如果神创造人比天使大一点的话
if God created man a little higher than angels,
就算是人得胜了
even if man were to gain victory,
站在神这一边
and God, man were to stand by God's side,
好像还不是智慧，你看见吗？
It's as if there were no wisdom there.
稀奇的很
It's quite amazing.
神创造人就比天使，人比天使微小一点
So God created man a little lower than
那要做什么呢
to do what?
这些人要像什么样的人呢
what are these men supposed to be?
这个人要像婴孩跟吃奶一样的
this man is supposed to be like an infant and a nursing
baby 是没有能力的
somebody with no strength
但是神要把能力给他
but God wants to give him the strength
神要用最没有能力的
He's going to use the one that has the least strength.
请大家记得
Remember,
所有侍奉神的人
all those who serve God
都是没有能力的
Have no strength.
你越有能力
the more strength you have,
你可以做得轰轰烈烈，但是你的工作不是神的工作。
You can have great works, but it is not God's work.
所有神的工作都是叫仇敌闭口不言的。
All God's work is to shut up Satan.
所有能叫仇敌闭口不言都是婴孩。
All those who can shut up Satan are infants.
向着那些聪明通达的人，神就隐藏起来了。
And he is just he is hid. He makes them hidden.
就隐藏了，就是聪明智慧的人，神就隐藏他的旨意。
Oh, he has hidden his purpose from those who are intelligent.
但是像婴孩，他就显出来了。
But he reveals it to infants.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
神不止创造人。
God did not only create man.
神创造人要像婴孩一样。
God wants to create him like infants.
为什么
？Why?
因为婴孩的生命。
Because the life of an infant
那是依靠的生命
is a life of dependency.
所以这什么意思
What does that mean?
神不只要创造人
God only wants to create man.
神要把人放在生命树的跟前
He is to put him before the tree of life.
神巴不得人能吃生命树的
He wants man to eat of that fruit of the tree of life.
你知识善恶树的果子是独立的生命
Because the fruit of the tree of the good of evil and knowledge, the knowledge of good and evil is a life of independence.
但是生命树的生命那是依靠的生命
But the life of the, from the tree of life is a dependent life.
我不知道大家有没有注意到。
I don't know if you paid attention.
当婴孩刚刚生下来的时候
，when an infant is just born，
他的 IQ 是零的。
Its IQ is zero.
他的智慧完全是零。
His wisdom is zero.
稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't that amazing？
但是牛就比人厉害了。
But a cow is actually smarter than man.
牛一生下来第一天就可以站起来。
When a calf is first born, it can stand up.
能够吸妈妈的奶。
It can nurse.
你有没有看婴孩第一天从摇篮就站起来了
？Have you ever seen an infant the very first day stand up in a crib？
他一站起来，他妈妈就倒下去了。
If the infant were to stand up, the mom would faint.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这就是婴孩的生命。
This is the life of an infant.
不光这样
，But not only that.
鲨鱼也比人厉害呀。
The shark is also smarter than a man.
这个 baby shark， 这个鲨鱼一刚刚生下来的时候
，a baby shark once it's born，
这个妈妈就把它丢到海里面去了。
The mom just throws it in the sea.
丢到海里面怎么生活
？How is it to survive？
所以你看见吗？那个鲨鱼一长出来的时候
，as soon as that shark is born，
第一天它满嘴都是牙齿。
The very first day its mouth is full of teeth.
你有没有看见婴孩第一天满嘴都是牙齿 ？Hi, 妈妈。
Have you ever seen an infant born with a full set of teeth？
所以这什么？
What does that mean?
证明人的 IQ 是证明婴孩的 IQ 是零。
The IQ of an infant is zero.
IQ 是零什么意思
？What does it mean to have a zero IQ?
就是我凭着我自己不能活。
It means that I can't live by myself.
我需要依靠母亲才可以。
I am dependent on my mother.
所以你看一个婴孩怎么活呢
？How does an infant live?
他只会哭。
It only knows how to cry.
因为他会哭，所以他能活。
Because it cries, it can live.
这个医生很紧张的，如果婴孩出来不哭，他一定重重的把打一下，叫他哭。
The doctor always gets nervous when the baby first comes out. It needs to slap the baby so that it will cry.
这哭什么意思
？What does it mean by cry?
我投降了，我不行了。
Crying means I give up. I surrender.
我如果能够长大
If I can grow,
我认得长得像爸爸妈妈那样。
If I can grow like my parents,
不是因为我行啊。
It's not because I can.
弟兄姊妹， Brothers, 你什么时候哭呢？
When you cry,
你投降着就哭了。
That means you surrender.
你口袋有$10,000,000，你不会祷告的。
If you have $1,000,000 in your pocket, you're not going to pray.
你口袋里没有钱，你的膝盖就软下来了。
But if you don't have any money in your pocket, your knees will be wobbly.
每一次祷告都是我们投降的时候。
Every time we pray, we surrender.
你知道吗，弟兄姊妹？
Brother and sister,
我们怎么长大的？
How do we grow?
我们怎么得救以后怎么长大的？
Once we are saved, how do we grow?
我们只会哭。
We only know how to cry.
我们只会祷告。
We only know how to pray.
我们告诉主啊，离开你，我们什么都不能做。
We say, Lord, if we are far from you, we can do nothing.
不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
Don't forget.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神所创造的人。
God created man.
不光是人。
It's not only man.
而且他巴不得能吃生命树的果子。
But he wants them to eat of the fruit of the tree of life.
那个生命乃是基督的生命。
And that life is the life of Christ.
我们的主说，他离开他。他离开父，他不能做什么。
Our Lord said that aside from the Father, I can do nothing.
他看见父怎么做，他就怎么做。
Whatever the Father does, He does.
他的教训乃是父神的教训。
His teaching is the teaching of the Father.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers, sisters,
那个生命是依靠的生命。
This life is a life of dependency.
所以我们看得很清楚。
So very clear.
神怎么样？当这个地和天脱节的时候，
When the heaven and earth are disconnected,
神怎么样能叫他同归于一呢？
How can God sum it up together?
不光创造人就好了。
Not only created man,
人还必须接受那个生命。
But man has to accept that life.
是约翰告诉我们生命在他里头。
John tells us that the life is in him.
为什么？
Why?
因为是在只有在基督里面。
Only in Christ.
才能够同归于一。
That we can be summed up.
天跟地能够连起来。
Heaven and earth can be reconnected.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
这就是神创造人的目的。
This is the purpose of God creating man.
神创造人要做仆人。
God created man so they can be servants.
但是他的工作和神的工作是完全一致的。
But his service and God's service is one.
因为神要叫既在万有在基督里面同归于一。
Because he wants to sum up all in Christ.
所以神光创造灵魂身体光这样没有用的。
So if he were to just create spirit, soul and body, it would be not enough.
就创造来讲是完全的。
As to creation, it's complete.
但就着神的旨意来说，
But as to God's will,
还差一点，
it's missing something.
因为这样是你在你的工作。
Because there you are working.
如果天跟地连起来的话，
If heaven and earth are connected,
在你里面和连起来的，
And it's connected in you,
这是你的侍奉，
That is your service.
这是你的工作，
That is your work.
好像是你的功劳一样，
As is your own work.
一点的功劳也没有，
But it is not your own labor.
因为侍奉乃是生命的流露，
Because service comes from the flowing of life.
是那个生命，生命树的果的生命流露的时候，我们就有释放了。
That life from the tree of life, that is when we have service.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
但愿主光照我们。
May the Lord enlighten us.
看看我们过去这几年我们做了什么样的工作。
When we look back to see the service that we have done,
好像有不少人得救了。
Many have been saved.
很多人得到帮助了。
Many have been helped.
弟兄姊妹，是你的工作还是他的工作？
Is it your work or is it his work?
你明白神的旨意吗？
Do you understand his will?
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
现在明白吗？
Do you understand?
如果你真的要完成神的旨意的话，
If you are to accomplish his will,
只有婴还能够叫撒旦闭口。
Only the infants can silence and shut up Satan.
所以等到这样故事完成的时候，
So when this story is complete,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，撒旦就蒙羞了。
Then Satan is ashamed.
为什么？因为当人充满了，当人吃了生命树的果子。
Why? Because when man eats of the fruit of the tree of life,
神说要生养众多。
He says be fruitful and multiply.
而且要扩展你的版图。
And you need to expand your territory.
而且要充满整个全地。
And you are to fill the entire earth.
为什么全地？
Why the earth?
因为全地都握在那恶者的手下。
Because the entire earth is in the hands of the evil one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们的工作什么工作？
What is our work today?
教会的工作什么样的工作？
What is the work of the church today?
我们都想到我们的聚会人越多越好。
We think that all we have the more people.
你有没有想到神心中在想什么？
But have you thought what does God think?
你知道只有主知道神心中在想什么。
Only the Lord knows what is in God's heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，很清楚，第一，我们需要神的祝福。
First, we need God's blessing.
第二，我们需要生命长大。
Secondly, we need life to grow.
不光是一点点的生命，
Not just a small partial life,
而且能够充满全地，
But that it can fill the entire earth.
当生命流动到全地的时候，
When life is spread through the earth,
稀奇的很，
Amazing.
我们就能管理 空中的鸟海里鱼等等叫万有都伏在我们的脚下
We can rule the birds in the air We can rule the fish in the sea etc
我们只是 delegate authority 我们只是代表的权柄
We are only delegated authority
当万有伏在我们脚下的时候
But when all things are subject under our feet
是我们把万有带到基督的脚前
We are the ones who bring all things to the feet of Christ
亲爱的弟兄姊妹如果万有都伏在基督的脚下
If all things are under his feet
本来因着人罪的缘故这个分崩离析的宇宙就同归于一了
Because of sin the disintegration of this universe
所以弟兄姊妹感谢主
So brother says thank the Lord
当你这样的慢慢慢慢 inch by inch 一尺一尺的收回敌人领土的时候
So when you inch by inch regain the territory from the enemy
所以弟兄姊妹撒旦慢慢就失去他的领土了
Satan will lose his territory
起头在耶路撒冷120个人
Before in Jerusalem, 120 people.
那个版图就那么大的。
You only had a territory this big.
但是慢慢的3120个人。
But then 3120.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
有另外3000人从撒旦的手中抢过来了。
Another 3000 have been taken away from Satan.
所以撒旦失去他的领土了。
So he has lost his territory.
结果又有5000人得救。
And then another 5000 were saved.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
叫基督怎样是神的仆人。
How is Christ the servant of God?
教会也应当是神的仆人。
Is also how the church Be the
教会的使命是什么
What is the mission of the church?
教会的工作是什么
What is the work of the church?
就是要仇敌的手里面
So that what is in the enemy's hands
能夺回神所失去的
Can be taken back
但要紧在哪里要紧在哪里
But what is the
我们就是因着有生命树的生命
Because we have the life of the tree of life
我们让基督去守卫
We want Christ to reign supreme
我们服在天的管辖底下
We are under the rule of heaven
我们一切都向着天看齐
We line up together with heaven
当我们这样做的时候
When we do that
弟兄姊妹我们不是权柄
We are not the authority.
但当我们伏在神的权柄底下。
But we are under the Lord's authority.
你看万有自然的就伏在我们的脚下。
Then all things naturally come under subjection to us.
所以当你服侍主的时候。
When you serve the Lord.
服侍弟兄姊妹的时候。
When you serve brothers and sisters.
你不要随便用你的权柄。
Don't just use your authority.
许多的权柄是地位的权柄。
Many authority is authority position.
真正的权柄是生命流露出来的。
The true authority is that flows from life.
你只要生命能够遍满地面。
If your life can fill the entire earth.
你就能制服这里 subdue the earth.
Then you can subdue the earth.
换一句话说
In other words.
万有都要伏在人的脚下。
All things will be in subjection under feet.
虽然人就完成一个很重要的侍奉的工作。
Then the work is, of service is accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见神最终的结果。
So the final result.
天跟地就连在一起。
Is that heaven and earth are reconnected.
那么弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们刚才讲过的是假设人没有犯罪。
We were to say if man did not sin.
那么我们假设人没有犯罪是什么样的情形？我们刚根据圣经很清楚这样读过了。
So we just read it's as if man did not sin.
但是我们进一步来看。
But let's take a step further.
是我们蒙恩得救是什么样的故事？
What is the story of our salvation?
因为我们吃了善恶树的果子。
Because we ate of the tree of life.
所以我们需要十字架的救赎。
Because we ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
我们需要救主。
Then we need to have a savior.
我们接受耶稣基督救主。
We need to accept Jesus as our savior.
我们接受十字架。
We accept the salvation of the cross.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
什么是十字架？
What is the cross?
我们想的十字架。
When we think of the cross,
我们都想着我们是罪人，现在我们蒙了主的恩典。
We think that we are sinners. We have been saved by grace.
因为我们曾经吃了善恶树的果子。
Because we had originally eaten of that fruit.
但你有没有想到？
But have you really
神当初的目的是要人吃生命树的果子。
The original purpose was to eat of the fruit of the tree of life.
当主耶稣钉十字架的时候。
But when the Lord was crucified.
彼得怎么形容的？
How did Peter describe it?
他说他挂在树上。
He said that he was hung on a tree.
所以主耶稣钉十字架，他是被挂在树上的。
When he was crucified, he was hung on a tree.
那约翰怎么形容的？
And how did John describe?
他主耶稣在园子里面钉十字架的。
John described him as he had been crucified in a garden.
那个树是在园子里面一棵树。
So that tree is in a garden.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
当我们主钉十字架的时候
，when our Lord was crucified，
对他来讲是羞耻。
To him, it was shame.
对 对我们来讲是生命。
To us, it is life.
所以当你接受耶稣基督做救主的时候
，When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior,
你不光罪的问题解决了
，Not only is the problem of sin resolved,
你不光胜过了罪的审判，不在这审判罪的审判底下
，No longer are you under the judgment of sin.
你胜过了罪的权势
，You have overcome the domain of sin.
这个太好太好了
，This is so good.
但是你忘记了
，But you forgot.
神当初的目的要我们去生命树的果子
，God's purpose was for us to eat of the fruit of the tree of life.
感谢主。等到你接受耶稣基督的救恩的时候
When you accept his salvation
你所吃的乃是生命树的果子
You ate of the fruit of the tree of life
所以生命树已经进到我们里面了
So the tree of life is already in us
请大家记得
Remember
我们这些人就变成救赎的人类
We are the ones the, race that has been saved
be redeemed.
That has been redeemed
有一般人是堕落的
There is a one who those who have fallen
现在应做十字架的工作
Because of the work of the cross
我们这些人就蒙救赎了
We have been redeemed
弟兄们我们都是一个
We are all individuals.
教会不是天使在一起。
Church is not all angels gathered together.
教会乃是人在一起。
The church is all man gathered together.
乃是神所创造的人。
And that is created man.
如果人不失败的话
，If man had not fallen,
人应该这样来侍奉他。
And then man would serve this way.
但现在不行啊。
But now they
连人都堕落，都犯罪了。
Man has fallen in sin.
所以怎么办呢
？What do you do?
因着十字架的救恩。
Because of the salvation on the cross,
我们就回到伊甸园了。
We return to Eden.
现在我们好像回到神永远之意，当初他所要做的了。
It's as if we're going back to the eternal purpose of God.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个生命在我们里面是依靠的生命。
This life is a life of dependency.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗
？Do you understand?
如果让这个生命慢慢生养众多
，If you are to allow this life to be fruitful and multiply,
让它遍满地面
，If he is to fill the earth,
教会很自然的所。站的地位就是神当初要亚当的族类所站的地位。
Very naturally, the church stands on the ground that the Lord wanted.
当我们这样的从仇敌手中夺回所失去的灵魂
，When we have been grabbed, we will grab back that territory that was taken by the enemy.
特别在台湾的弟兄姊妹
，Especially for the brethren in Taiwan.
如果你看见在台湾的基督徒只有1%或者2%的话
，If you see that in Taiwan Christians only comprise 1 or 2%,
你知道有多少人握在那恶者的手下
？You can see how many people are in the hands of the evil one. So you need your life to grow.
你不能只想到你们聚会那一班弟兄姊妹。
You cannot just think of the brothers and sisters in your gathering.
你要想到千千万万没有得救的灵魂。
You have to think of the myriads of souls that are not saved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，现在你要让你的生命长大。
You need your life to grow.
让生养众多，让遍满地面。
Be fruitful and multiply and to fill the earth.
你很自然的就收复这块地。
And naturally you regain this earth.
慢慢的2%得救。
Slowly 2% of
sin. 三得救了
3% of
sin. 或者20%,
maybe 20%.
慢慢很快就赶上韩国了
And maybe we can reach the proportion of Korea.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
今天的难处在哪里
What's the difficulty?
今天教会失职了教会没有尽他的责任
The church has not entered into its responsibility.
太忙碌了
The church is too busy.
忙来忙去都是忙我们自己的工作
So busy doing our own work.
我们有太多的 programs.
We have too many programs.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们不知道神要做什么样的工作。
We do not know what God wants us to do.
我们觉得传福音有什么了不起
？We say we preach the gospel.
多一个人得救，少一个人得救又怎样呢
？If there's one or two that are saved or one or less, it doesn't matter.
反正地狱大很，天堂也大得很。
There's the earth is so great, heaven is big.
但是不，弟兄姊妹。
But no, brothers.
你看见吗？神的旨意是什么
？What is God's purpose?
到了日期满足的时候
，In the fullness of times,
他要叫天上地上所有的在基督里同归于一。
He wants to gather together one all things in Christ.
十字架乃是这个工作的开始。
The cross is the beginning of that work.
他一直做。
He keeps doing it.
第一次来，一直到主的第二次。
From his first coming to his second coming.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这就是为什么圣经讲的日期满足的时候。
So that is why the Bible says in the fullness of time.
所以我们要问什么时候日期满足
？What is the fullness of time?
主升天以后是不是就满足了呢
？After he ascended, was that the fullness?
所以我们还是要回到圣经。
We need to return to the Bible.
回到主自己的话。
Return to his own word.
那么弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果教会就像神当初所命定的对于亚当人类的旨意的话
If the church were what God originally purposed in Adam
那结果是什么
What would be the result?
结果我们就来到以弗所第三章。
We will arrive at Ephesians 3.
我们讲过神永远的旨意，讲的最清楚是三个地方。
We said that there are three places that speak clearly of the eternal
God. 昨天我们看以弗所第一章。
Yesterday we saw Ephesians 1.
现在我们可以来到以弗所第三章。
Now we can arrive at Ephesians 3.
明天我们可以来到罗马书第八章。
And tomorrow we go to Romans 8.
现在我们来看看这个第三章是怎么，以弗所第三章怎么说的。
So what does Ephesians 3 say?
第九节
Verse 9,
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘。
And to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God,
是如何安排的?
Who created all things.
那现在讲的是永远的旨意了。
Now we speak of the eternal purpose of God.
你在对照创世纪第一章、第二章、第三章，你就清楚了。
Now you compare this as Genesis 1, 2, and 3. It's very
clear. 人不堕落的话,
if man were not to fall,
那个光景就应该是教会的光景。
Then we would have the condition of the church.
我要更改这样。人如果不堕落而且吃生命树果子的话,
Oh, let me correct that. If man did not fall and ate of the fruit of the tree of the life.
这就是神所要的，不是吗？
Isn't that what God wanted?
神所要的人，为什么神创造人就这样子啊？
And that is why God created man.
所以教会都是人呢。
So the church is comprised of men.
但是被救赎回来的人。
But those who are redeemed.
他们都吃了生命树的果子。
They ate of the fruit of the tree of life.
那么弟兄姊妹，圣经怎么说呢？
What does the Bible say?
借着教会。
That through the church.
是天上执政的掌权的。
That the rulers and authorities
现在得知神百般的智慧
in order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
是教会叫神的仇敌闭口的。
It is the church that shuts up his enemy.
是教会叫天上的天使们都闭口的。
It is the church that silences the angels.
他们讲不出话来。
They can't speak.
他们光看见神的能力，他们有话还要说。
They can see God's power. They have much to say.
一看见神的智慧，他们没话说。
But when they see God's wisdom, they are speechless.
是这些婴孩叫他们闭口不言。
It is these infants that silence them.
是教会叫他们闭口不言。
It is the church that silences.
什么时候教会叫仇敌闭口不言？
When the church shuts up Satan.
教会就尽到他的责任了。
The church has entered into its responsibility.
这是神今天给教会的托付。
This is what God has entrusted to the Lord Church. 但
你别忘记，不是你能做，我能做的。
It is not what you or I could do.
那是在我们里面的生命。
But it is the life within.
唯有是在基督里面同归于一的。
All things are gathered together in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
现在你明白吗？
Do you understand?
我们讲到我们的侍奉。
When we speak of service,
我们要问这个侍奉是不是根据神永远旨意。
We have to ask, is our service according to the eternal purpose of God?
所以我们很自然的就回到了当初。
Naturally, we return back to the origin.
很可惜。
Very sad.
结果人失败了。
Man fell.
不过在这里我们在人失败以前我再多讲一点点就可以。
Before man fell, let me say one more thing.
人创造的时候是在敌人的领土里面创造的。
When man was created in enemy territory.
然后呢神把人就放在伊甸园里面。
And then God put man in the Garden of Eden.
稀奇不稀奇。
Is that amazing?
神说你罪恶要遍满地面。
God said that you are going to fill the entire earth.
但你怎么开始的？
But where did you begin?
这工作怎么开始的？
Where did that work begin?
从伊甸园开始的。
It began in the Garden of Eden.
明白吗？伊甸园是地球上一个很小的部分。
The Garden of Eden is actually a very small place on earth.
但神的旨意是要从中心要达到圆周的。
But God's purpose is to go from the center out to the circumference.
哦，你要把福音送到全世界。
You are to preach the gospel to the entire world.
你有没有你的伊甸园？
Do you have the Garden of Eden?
你知道吗？我们说我们都要去传福音给全天下。
We say, well, we're going to preach the gospel to the remote parts of the earth.
我们生养众多，制服这地。
We are to be fruitful and multiply and conquer the earth.
你可以有个口号的。
You can have a slogan.
但神对我们有个旨意。
But God has a purpose.
神把亚当造好的时候，
When Adam was created,
他把他放在什么？放在伊甸园里面。
He was put in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园是什么？
What is the Garden of Eden?
在这里你看见神能够和亚当说话。
Here, God can speak to Adam.
而且亚当不需要躲避耶和华的面。
And Adam didn't have to hide from the Lord.
意思就是说亚当一点都不怕神。
Adam was not fearful of God.
可以和神对话的。
He could speak with God.
乃是罪进到人里面来以后。
But it was when sin entered man.
你看亚当就躲避耶和华的面。
Adam had to hide himself from.
你想想看，一个人能活在神的面光中。
If someone can live before the face of God.
能与神面对面。
And to be face to face with God.
这不是天堂是什么？
If that is not heaven, what is?
神在哪里，哪里就是天堂。
Wherever God is, that is where heaven is.
神不在哪里，哪里就是地狱。
Wherever God is not, that is where hell is.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们要侍奉神的话，
If we are to serve God,
你要从伊甸园开始。
You need to begin from the Garden of Eden.
你从神的同在开始。
You begin with His presence.
你和主有多少的交通？
How much fellowship you have with Him?
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand that?
这给我们，你如果这样的话，表示你是放在伊甸园里面。
That means then, if you are like that, that means you are in Eden.
那不光这样，为什么在伊甸园里面呢？
Why in Eden?
因为当天跟地脱节的时候，
When heaven and earth were disconnected,
天就不能浇灌它了。
Heaven cannot supply the earth.
你在宝座上，生命的水就流不到地上。
So the water from heaven cannot reach earth.
所以这地自然变成沙漠。
So the earth naturally becomes a desert.
自然从荆棘跟棘藜来了。
And thorns and thistles grow up.
所以现在弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
伊甸园什么意思呢？
What does Garden of Eden mean?
就是从今天我们所以能侍奉他。
The reason we can serve him today.
你看主把我们放在伊甸园。
The Lord puts us in the Garden of Eden.
我们虽然在地，好像在天一样。
On earth.As if we were in heaven.
什么叫伊甸园呢？
What is the Garden of Eden?
伊甸园就是人间的天堂。
And that is heaven on earth.
这里你看见有神的同在。
Here we see His presence.
这里有天上的浇灌。
We see the outpouring of water from heaven.
四条河就流灌流遍了整个的伊甸园。
And we see the four rivers that flow through the garden.
现在对我们来讲，蒙恩得救已经很清楚了。
For those who are saved, it's very clear.
一面来讲，这个园子是。关锁的园子。
On one hand, this garden is an enclosed garden.
它不是公园。
It's not a public garden.
它是有墙的。
It has a wall.
是人类来做墙的。
But man is that wall.
所以把所有撒旦关在外面。
So everything Satan is put outside.
把神关在里面。
So we're enclosed in the Lord.
这就是侍奉的开始。
This is the beginning of service.
我们应当把自己献上当作活祭，献上当作活祭。
We need to offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
这就是我们的奉献。
That is our service.
这就是关锁的园。
That is the enclosed garden.
当你有了关锁的园之后，
When you're in closed garden,
圣灵就开始浇灌我们了。
Then the Holy Spirit can supply us.
那个从宝座上水就流下来了。
That water flows from the throne.
如果你照着圣灵的引导的话，
So if you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit,
你随着圣灵的引导的话，
When you follow the Holy Spirit,
你找着金子了。
You find gold.
等一等，你找着珍珠了。
You find bdellium.
然后你找到宝红玛瑙了。
And then you find the onyx stone.
这什么意思？弟兄，
What does that mean?
圣经里面给我们还金子乃是神的兴起。
Gold is the nature of God.
我们知道珍珠乃是从死里出来的生命。
We know that bdellium represents death out of life out of death.
代表神变化的工作。
The onyx stone has the work of transformation.
这不是我们得救以后的情形吗？
Isn't this our story of our salvation?
你只要照着圣灵的引导。
When you follow the Holy Spirit,
慢慢你就有神的性情了。
Then you have the nature of God.
神的工作就在我们身上了。
And then we have the work of God in us.
这个生命就长大了。
And this life grows.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget,
起头是往外扩张的。
We are expanding outward.
因为神的目的不是叫你光待在伊甸园。
Because the purpose isn't just to be in that Garden of Eden.
有的人学奥秘派，学盖恩夫人，一天到晚在伊甸园就不出去的。
Many people want to be like Madame Guillaume, a mystic, always in the garden, never going out.
是开始。
Eden is the beginning.
因着你与主有交通，
because you have fellowship with the Lord.
你得着能力，
because you have power.
生命越来越丰富，
the life is more abundant.
有神的性情，
you have His nature.
有圣灵的工作，
you have His work.
这个生命越来越丰富，
this life is more abundant.
然后一定要扩展出去，
you have to expand.
弟兄姊妹，最后要遍满全地，
then you are to fill the entire earth.
然后你看万有就伏在地下，
and then all things are under His feet.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
这就是神当初为什么这样做。
That is why the Lord did this.
很清楚，很清楚。
It's very clear.
但如果你仔细来读圣经的话，
But if you were to read the Bible carefully,
你比较启示录，
If you compare Revelation,
你知道神的工作没有完成。
You know that God's work is not done.
神立了根基，好像没有盖房子一样。
It's as if He built a foundation with no house on it.
原因在什么地方呢？
What's the reason?
因为后来人堕落犯罪了。
Because man fell.
等到你读到启示录的时候，
But when you read Revelation,
啊，你才晓得。
Then you see,
原来神不只要花园，
Not only does He want a garden,
而且要花园城，
He wants a garden city.
他不光要平面的东西，他要立体的东西。
He doesn't want something flat. He wants something structural.
他要我们每个人都很属灵。
He doesn't want just us being spiritual.
好像都不能都是单枪匹马，都是做个人的基督徒。
As if we're being individual Christians.
这样你看不出立体来。
Then you can't see a structure.
神要我们真的被建造成为灵宫。
He wants us to be built into a spiritual house.
所以当 当你看见神，当你看见启示，当你看见是耶路撒冷的时候，
When you see the New Jerusalem，
你知道什么？
What do you
你知道那里所有的材料都是金子、宝珍珠跟宝石。
The material there we see is gold, bdellium, and iron。
所有我们个人的属灵，
our individual spiritual，
所有主在我们身上的工作，
all the work that He does in us，
都不是为了装饰我们自己。
It's not just to adorn us，
都是为着教会的身体能够得着建立。
But it is for the body to be built up。
什么叫立体化呢？
What does it mean to be structuralized？
慢慢你看，不只有地，也有天了。
Not only you have earth， but then you have heaven。
不只有身体，也有头了。
You have the body， you have the head。
所以弟兄姊妹，所以圣经说我们就长到元首基督。
It says we are growing into the head。
所以弟兄姊妹，神这就是今天主对教会的旨意。
So this is the purpose of God for the church today。
那么什么叫新耶路撒冷呢？
What is the New Jerusalem？
圣经告诉我们说，
Bible tells us，
到新天新地的时候，
during when the new heavens and new earth，
神的帐幕在人间。
His tabernacle is among men。
现在有见证了。
Now we have testimony。
这个耶路撒冷就是那个见证。
The New Jerusalem is a testimony。
那么弟兄姊妹，到了新地的时候，
And the new earth，
到了新天的时候，
And the new heaven，
就是天和地在基督里同归于一的时候。
Heaven and earth are gathered together in one in Christ。
那个时候帐幕不是在以色列人中间，不是。
The tabernacle is no longer among the Israelites。
帐幕就是在神所创造的人中间。
The tabernacle is among those who have been created by
him。 神最后的目的不就达到了吗？
Doesn't his purpose then be accomplished?
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters，
当你光读创世纪第二章的时候，
When you just read Genesis 2，
当然你要对照其他的圣经，
You also have to compare with other scriptures，
我们眼睛就明亮过来，
Then our eyes are open，
我们就知道这原来是神永远的旨意。
We see that is the eternal purpose of God。
神的目的是要借着婴孩，
God's purpose is to use infants，
让没有能力的得着能力，
So that the one who has no strength can gain strength。
因着他们服在神的权柄，
and because they are under its authority，
他们就能为神做代表的权柄。
They can be a delegated authority，
因着你是代表的权柄，
because you're delegated authority，
你能服侍你的弟兄姊妹，
you can serve your fellow brothers。
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters，
有的人说我们爱弟兄就好了，
some say you just have to love brothers，
这点不错的，
true，
你真要爱你的弟兄，
you need to love brothers and sisters，
你看见你必须是一个代表的权柄，
but you need to be a delegated authority，
你不要讲很多的话，
No need to speak much.
你不需要做太多的事。
No need to do much.
弟兄姊妹，人看见神的同在。
When man sees the presence of God，
人佩服你，人自然就顺服你。
When man respects you, they will obey you.
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
如果人没有堕落的话，
If man had not fallen，
应该是这样的光景。
Then this should have been the situation.
但是很可惜，人堕落了。
But man did fall.
人的确。人失败了。
Man did
fail。 你想想，神的心意本来就寄望在人的身上。
God's heart was actually all on man。
如果亚当真的吃了生命树的果子，
If Adam had eaten of the fruit of the tree of life，
真的生养众多，
and indeed been fruitful and multiplied，
真的从仇敌里面收回所有的领土，
and had restored and regained back all that lost territory，
你看在人的身上就可以完成他的旨意了。
Then in man his purpose would have been accomplished。
没有想到人失败了。
But man fell。
这是人类的悲剧。
And that is the human tragedy。
第一个悲剧，
The first tragedy，
天跟地脱节，
Heaven and earth disconnected。
第二个悲剧，
Second tragedy，
神跟人脱节，
God and man separated。
罪叫人离开神不知道有多远，
Sin made man be so far from God。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers，
一点就不错的，
It is correct。
所以从这些地方我们就知道，
Now we know，
当然神要做救赎的工作，
God is to do the work of redemption。
你要读全本的圣经，
You are to read the whole Bible。
2000年前我们的主终于来到地上，
2000 years ago our Lord came to earth。
当然我们的主要上十字架，
He had to go to the cross。
你有没有注意到，
Did you notice
我们主的工作从什么地方开始的？
From where did our Lord's work begin？
我们的主的工作从死海附近开始的。
Our Lord's work began near the Dead Sea。
而且他从河里上来的时候，
When he came out of the river，
圣经说天开了。
The Bible said the heavens were open。
那个原文是天被撕裂开了。
The origin actually means the heavens were rent。
自从人堕落犯罪以后，
Ever since man fell，
天像铁像铜一样从来没有开过的。
The heaven was like bronze， never opened。
以西结看的天不是三层天，
Ezekiel did not see the third heaven。
他只看见神荣耀的形象，他没有看见神的荣耀。
He only saw the image of the glory of God， did not see the glory of God。
所以弟兄姊妹，第一次天开了，
The first time the heavens were opened，
是在哪里开的？
Where did, when was it open?
死海附近开的。
It was open near the Dead Sea.
什么叫死海？
What is the Dead Sea?
死海乃是给我们看见说整个地球上有个很大的变化。
The Dead Sea shows us that in the entire planet Earth there was a change.
从土耳其一直到北非。
From Turkey all the way to North Africa.
有很大的裂谷。
There is a great crater split.
好像在我们的脸上有很大的伤痕。
It's as if we had a big scar on our face.
如果你要摸它最深的地方，
if you are to touch the deepest point,
那就是死海。
That is the Dead Sea.
现在我们要问， now we, 为什么主的工作要从那里开始？
Why does the Lord's work have to begin from there?
因为神要是天上地上所有的在基督里面同归于一。
Because God wants that gathered together all things in one in Christ.
只要天跟地连接，
as long as heaven and earth are connected,
死海就不再是死海。
Dead Sea will no longer be dead.
周围就不再是沙漠了。
There is no longer desert surrounding it.
自从人被伊甸园赶出去以后，
ever since man was chased out of Eden,
附近都是沙漠。
The surroundings became
desert. 你知道地球上最大的沙漠在哪里吗？
Do you know where the greatest desert is on earth?
就在伊甸园的附近。
It is near the Garden of Eden.
有一个叫撒哈拉大沙漠。
There is the Sahara Desert.
几乎整个的非洲的北部。
It is all on the northern side of North Africa.
像欧洲那么大。
It's as big as Europe.
像美国那么大。
It's as big as the United States.
我们圣经所说的南地 Negev.
The Bible talks about the Negev.
其实就是撒哈拉沙漠的边缘的。
It is at the edge of the Sahara Desert.
这只是这么一个沙漠吗？没有。
Is it that the only desert?
你到了犹太旷野。
When you go to the Arabian Desert,
沙漠就不是撒哈拉大沙漠了。
That desert is no longer the Sahara Desert.
是叙利亚沙漠。
It is the Syrian Desert.
是阿拉伯沙漠。
It is the Arabian Desert.
最近科学家们找到了比逊河。
And recently, scientists discovered the Pishon River.
原来第一条河是埋在阿拉伯沙漠的底下。
That river actually is buried under the Arabian Desert.
他们根据研究那个花粉的化石。
They actually looked at the amount of pollen.
他们可以确定说在四千五千年六千年以前沙地阿拉伯根本就是一片森林。
They can prove that 5,000 to 6,000 years ago, Saudi Arabia was a fertile forest.
而这个比逊河就像中国的长江大河一样。
And the Pishon River was as big as the Yangtze River.
如果长江大河从那流过去，有可能是沙漠吗？
If the Yangtze River were to flow there, could it be a desert?
但人堕落以后，
but ever since man fell,
地就受了咒诅。
The earth was cursed.
就长出荆棘和蒺藜来。
Thorns and thistles grew.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么地方荆棘蒺藜最多呢？
Where are the more thorns and thistles?
沙漠就是这样一回事。
It's the desert.
所以你如果要找这个代表的地方的话，
If you want to find a representative place,
那就是死海。
That is the Dead Sea.
死海就告诉我们说，
The Dead Sea tells us,
人不光堕落，再堕落到最深的地方。
Man did not fall, but he fell and fell to a very deep stage.
现在有两个问题。
Two problems.
不光天跟地脱节了，
Not only did heaven and earth separate,
神跟人也脱节了，
God and man separated.
这不是一个问题，这是两个问题。
This is not one problem, it's two.
所以主来的地要解决两个问题。
So when the Lord came, he had to resolve two problems.
他当然要上十字架。
He had to go to the cross.
要解决你的罪跟我的罪。
He had to resolve your sin and my sin.
那是解决人类的问题。
That has to do with
man. 宇宙的问题是神的问题。
But the problem of the universe is God's problem.
神要天上地下万有都在基督里同归于一。
God wants to gather together in one all things in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故，
for this reason,
你看见吗？我们的主的工作从死海开始。
Our Lord's work began from the Dead Sea.
那他不光从死海开始。
Not only did it begin from the Dead Sea.
而且如果我们仔细地读圣经的话，
if we were to read the scripture,
我们就看见说现在我们的主要为我们死在十字架上。
He is to die for us on the cross.
你读希伯来书的话，
if you are to read Hebrews,
诗篇第八篇的话，
it also uses Psalm 8.
人算什么？
What is man?
你比他比天使微小一点。
That you are lower than the angels.
但接下去，
but it continues and says,
他讲到我们的主耶稣比天使微小一点。
It also says that Jesus was made a little lower than angels.
因着他为我们在世上受苦，
because he died for us on the cross.
他就得着尊贵荣耀为他的冠冕。
He gained glory and honor as his crown.
然后下面怎么说呢？
Then what does it say?
他是为着神的恩。
So that by his grace,
为人人尝了死味。
By the grace of God, he might taste death for everything.
原文不是人人。
In the original, it doesn't mean everyone.
原文是万有尝了死味。
That is that he might taste death for all things.
所以下面接着就讲万有。
So then the verse talks about all things.
所以一点都不会错的。
So it's not wrong.
我们的主不只为我们死。
The Lord did not only die for
us, 人人尝了死味,
He did not taste death for everyone,
他因为万有传了死味,
but He tasted death for all things.
人需要救赎,
the man needs redemption.
万有需要救赎,
the, all things need redemption.
所以他的工作从死海开始,
so His work began from the Dead Sea.
把他挂在十字架上,
when He was hung on the tree,
亲爱的弟兄,
brothers and sisters,
因为罪叫人与神, 隔得两那么远,
because sin separated man and God.
结果在十字架上,
on the cross,
我们的神一手, 我们的主一手拉着我们的手,
the, on the cross, on one hand He get, takes our hand,
一手拉着父神的手,
and the other takes the Father's hand,
在十字架上,
on the cross,
叫我们能够与神和好,
we can be reconciled with the Father.
人本来离开神不知道有多远,
we were so far away from God,
在十字架的怀里面,
but in the bosom of the cross,
在十字架大爱里面,
in the love of the cross,
你看见能够重归于一,
and all things can be that, gathered together in one.
这不是主在十字架上,
isn't that the work of the cross?
不止如此,
not only that,
如果你读哥罗西书的话,
if you read Colossians,
很明显的, 主在十字架工作, 叫与他自己和好,
it, he, not only that, He reconciled,
他先讲的天地万有与自己和好,
He reconciled all the heaven and the earth,
然后再讲罪人与我们和好, 与神和好,
and then all the sinners were reconciled.
这是根据创世纪的次序,
this is according to the sequence of Genesis.
因为第一章是天跟地脱节了,
because the first chapter is heaven and earth were separated.
现在呢, 主在十字架上,
then now the Lord is on the cross,
一手拉着天, 一手拉着地,
on one hand grabbing heaven, on the other hand grabbing earth.
所以在十字架上,
on the cross,
主不只是我们的中保,
the Lord was not only our mediator,
主也是我们的天梯,
but He is also our heavenly ladder.
所以主告诉门徒们说,
so the Lord told the disciples,
你们要看见天开了,
you have to see the heavens open.
为什么?
Why?
因为使者要上去下来在人子的身上,
because the angels go up and down on the Son of Man.
主告诉我们说,
the Lord told us,
天离开地不知道有多远,
heaven and earth are so far apart,
是天梯把它连起来,
but it is the heavenly ladder that connects them.
在十字架上,
on the cross,
天跟地重新连,
heaven and earth are reconnected.
所以主怎么说呢?
What did the Lord say?
你们要看见天开了,
you have to see the heavens.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
从那一天开始,
from that day on,
天在基督里面同归于一,
the heavens were gathered together in one in Christ.
在地就好像在天一样,
on earth as if we were in heaven.
所以现在你可以看见天开了,
now you can see the heavens open.
斯蒂凡果然看见天开了,
Stephen saw that the heavens were open.
他看见神的荣耀,
Stephen saw the glory of God.
不是神荣耀的形象,
not the image of the glory of God.
他说天开了,
he said the heavens open.
他看见三层天,
he saw the third heaven.
因为我们的主站在父神的右边,
because our Father was standing at the Father's right hand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now do you understand?
因着这个原因,
for this reason,
我们蒙恩得救以后,
once we were saved,
现在我们可以活在一个敞开的天地上,
we can live under an open heaven.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
圣灵在这里工作,
the Spirit is working here.
那么是不是我们的主, 感谢主，这是主在十字架上已经为我们完成的。
And this is what the Lord has accomplished for us on the cross.
但是当你读到罗马书第八章的时候,
but when you read Romans 8,
你听到万物在那里叹息,
when you hear the groanings of creation,
你也听见圣徒在那里叹息,
you also hear the saints groaning.
为什么?
Why?
因为万有都伏在虚空和狭制的底下,
because all things are under subjected to futility.
他们等候有一天要来到,
one day,
那一天是和圣徒们所等的同样的一天,
they are waiting for the same day that the saints are waiting for.
不光万有叹息,
not only all things groan,
人类也叹息,
man is groaning as well.
为什么?
Why?
虽然我们蒙恩得救了,
even though we are saved,
感谢主圣灵住在我们的灵里,
the Holy Spirit abides in us,
我们是必朽坏的,
we are incorruptible.
现在我们现在有个东西是不朽坏的,
now we have something in us which is incorruptible.
我们带着永远的生命,
we have eternal life.
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord.
这个生命在我们的中在我们里面,
this life begins to work in us.
当初亚当死的时候,
when Adam died,
他吃的那一天灵死了,
when he ate of that fruit, his spirit died.
然后那个罪慢慢地往外工作,
and that sin started to expand.
慢慢叫他的魂慢慢开始迟钝下来,
and his soul started to break down.
到了900年以后, 亚当就躺在坟墓里面,
900 years later, he was in the tomb.
所以亚当叹息,
Adam's groaned.
我们都在叹息,
we are all groaning.
为什么?
Why?
因为虽然我们里面的人心思一天,
even though our inward we are renewing each day,
但是我们外面的一天毁坏一天,
but outwardly we are decaying.
我们要问一个问题,
we have to ask a question.
难道主的救恩不够吗?
Is the Lord's salvation not enough?
不，因为你不认识神的救恩。
No, it's because you don't know the salvation.
到日期满足的时候,
in the fullness of time,
这是我们主回来的时候,
that is when the Lord returns.
那一天所有的万物,
all things sons
都要进入神儿子的荣耀
will then enter into,
自由荣耀的自由
will enter into the liberty of glory
他们都都自由了
they are all free
什么意思
what does that mean
天和地连接了
heaven and earth are reconnected
那不光如此
not only that
我们这些人因为叹息的缘故
because we are groaning
主回来的时候
when the Lord returns
我们身体都要改变
our bodies will be transformed
结果弟兄姊妹我们要像他一样
we will be like him
所以穆这个 A.T. Pearson 曾经跟穆勒要照片
So A.T. Pearson once wanted a picture from George Mueller
A.T. Pearson 说
And George Mueller said to A.T. Pearson
你要照片我只好给你
If you really want a picture I'll give it to you
但如果你能多等几年的话
But if you can wait a couple of years
你要看到一张更好的照片
You will get a better picture
那就像白马王子一样
Just like Prince Charming
那就是主回来的时候
And that is when the Lord returns
所以弟兄这就是我们身体得赎的时候
That is when the redemption of our bodies
有一个女运动家
There was a female athlete.
她受伤了之后坐在轮椅里面。
She was injured and she had to sit in a wheelchair.
她参加所有的神医大会。
She went to many faith healing conventions.
她要站起来。
And she had to stand up.
她从轮椅里面站起来。
She wanted to stand up from the wheelchair.
她也祷告。
She prayed.
她也进食。
She fasted.
她参加了所有的聚会。
She attended many meetings.
她还是被困在轮椅里面。
But she was bound to that wheelchair.
结果有一天她读到这一段圣经。
So one day when she read this passage.
读到说我们所等候的乃是身体得赎。
When she said that we are waiting for the redemption of our bodies.
忽然明白过来了。
She understood.
我这个身体是朽坏的身体。
It says, I have a corruptible body.
我就算站起来有一天我还是要倒下的。
If I were to stand up one day, I'm still going to fall back.
所以她就很感谢主。
So she thanked the Lord.
她说有一天我要把我的轮椅拍卖了。
One day I'm going to auction off my wheelchair.
我不要把轮椅带到荣耀里面。
I am not taking my wheelchair into glory.
就回来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
她不管擦干我们的眼泪。
Not only does wipe away our tears.
她能叫这个姊妹从轮椅里面站起来。
She will be able He will allow that woman to rise up from the wheelchair. That body will be like when her body was the best.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
到那时候肉体跟罪永远离开我们
Then the flesh and sin will forever be gone from us.
再也没有皱纹
No longer any wrinkles.
再也没有悲哀
No longer sadness.
再也没有叹息
No longer groanings.
不管宇宙在叹息
But the, not only is the universe groaning.
人类也在叹息
But man is groaning.
1968年的时候
In 1968,
我们知道在剑桥大学有一个研究生
There was a graduate student in Cambridge
叫做 Miss Bell
Her name was Miss Bell
那么她跟一个老师一起在做研究
And she with another professor was doing some research
她忽然听见宇宙里面传来一个信号
Suddenly she discovered a signal coming from the universe
是有这个是 periodic 是周期性的
So it was actually periodic
起头他们很兴奋呢
Originally, they were very excited.
他们由外太空人和他们联络上了。
They thought that they just met with Martians or little green men.
他们兴奋了只有几个礼拜。
They were so excited.
后来他们才明白过来。
But only for a couple of weeks. Then they understood.
为什么有这个信号呢
？Why was there the signal?
原来在宇宙里面。
In the universe.
有一颗星本来呢比太阳还要重两倍到三倍。
There was a star that was heavier than the sun 2 to 3 times.
现在它快要死了。
It's about to die.
当他死的时候，这个人就缩下来了。
And when it's about to die, it shrinks.
本来年轻的时候又高又大。
When it's young, it's big.
到年纪大的时候就缩小，就矮下来了。
But when it was older, it gets smaller and shorter.
这个神创造的心血也这样啊。
And that's the same thing it does with stars.
所以到底缩的有多小呢
？So when the star shrinks, how small?
本来跟太阳差不多一样大的星。
Before it was the same size of a star.
它快死的时候啊。
But before it's about to die.
就像纽约曼哈顿那个岛那么大。
It becomes as small as the island of Manhattan.
所以这个星叫做中子星。
This is called a neutron star.
这种星会转的。
This neutron star can turn.
那一边转，它一面就发出信号来。
As it turns, it sends out a signal.
第一次在科学仪器里面，我们能听见宇宙叹息的声音。
That was the first time we can hear in an instrument the sighing, the groaning of the universe.
是保罗告诉我们宇宙中的叹息。
Paul was the one who told us about the groaning.
是科学家证明说，果然我们听见了那个叹息。
But it is a scientist who proved that we can hear that groaning.
没有几年以后。
A couple years later,
他的老师得的诺贝尔奖金。
Her professor gained the Nobel, won the Nobel Prize.
因为他是研究生，所以他没有份。
Because she was just a graduate student, she had no portion.
所以很多人替他抱不平啊。
But many people weren't satisfied with that.
一个科学家。
A famous scientist.
就在公开场合里面称赞这个姊妹，她是个姊妹，是贵格会的姊妹。
A famous scientist actually said good words about her in public in a conference. She was actually a Quaker sister.
你在二十世纪的发现是天文界最大的发现。
He said that you have the greatest astronomical discovery in the 20th century.
但是因为她是 Quakers.
But because she was a Quaker,
她真的很爱主。
She loved the Lord.
她虽然发现了这个东西
，even though she was the one who discovered it，
结果她里面一点的苦毒都没有。
She had no bitterness in her.
她说我一点都不在乎。
She says I don't really care.
你看见我能在一个这么好的团队里面，我应该高兴才对。
I am surrounded by so many good people. I should be happy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这里有个圣徒。
Here is a saint.
你看见一面是宇宙的叹息。
On one hand, we see the groaning of the universe.
另一面是宇宙人这个圣徒的叹息。
We see the groanings of the saints.
那个老姊妹在1968年是24岁。
In 1968, she was about 24 years old.
你想想看，到了现在
，until now，
如果她还活着的话
，if she were to still be alive，
她如果读到这一段圣经
，if she were to read this part，
说我们这些圣灵所初结的果子
，so we were the first fruits。
如果初结的果子的话
，first fruits are if we are those fruits，
满有盼望，对不对
？We should have hope。
你不应该叹气了
，you shouldn't be groaning。
但是为什么你叹气呢
？Why are you groaning？
因为弟兄姊妹，慢慢在我们身上皱纹越来越多。
Wrinkles start to increase in us.
慢慢慢慢的，我们就要老去了。
We start to age.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你听见万物叹息的声音。
When you hear the groaning of the all things，
你听见圣主叹息的声音。
When you hear the groanings of the saints，
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
他们在等。
They are waiting.
我们也在等。
We are also waiting.
你等什么？
What are we waiting for?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们有圣灵初结的果子。
We have the first fruits of the Holy Spirit.
证明主为我们死了。
That means that the Lord died for us.
一手拉着我们，一手拉着父神。
On one hand, grabbing our hands, on the other hand, the Father's hand.
我们得救以后，天在地，好像在天一样。
Once we were saved on earth as if we were in heaven.
你虽然生很病的重，很重的病。
Maybe you are very sick.
是神亲自为你铺床的。
And maybe the Lord is the one who did your bed for you.
你在哪里，天堂就在哪里。
Wherever you are, that's where heaven is.
但是弟兄姊妹，有一件不可否认的事实。
Something that we cannot deny.
慢慢我们照照镜子，我们都要叹息。
When we look at the mirror, we have to sigh.
所以我们等候什么
？So what are we waiting for?
我们等候巴不得主早一天回来。
We want to wait for His return.
他要擦干我们所有的眼泪。
So He wipe away all our tears.
所有叹息的声音都要变成赞美的声音。
So all the sounds of groaning will be sounds of praise.
所以不要忘记弟兄姊妹，什么叫日期满足的时候
？What does it mean fullness of time?
等到我们主回来的时候
，When our Lord returns.
神要叫在基督里天上和地上万有都通过一
He wants to gather all things in one in Christ
到那一天万有就得到释放了
And then all things will be freed
从朽坏里面得到释放了
From all the decay will be freed
他们说我们要死了
He says we're going to die
你怎么知道
How do you know
你听听那个声音
Listen to that sound
我们今天的信息就说到这里
Our message is here for this.
我们有些话要留到明天再说。
We're going to continue tomorrow.
因为我们下面要给大家看一个短片。
We want to show a very short clip here.
这个短片开始就给你看见中子星是什么样子。
So here we will show you a clip that shows you how the neutron star.
到了最后的时候，你就会听见那个中子星发出来叹息。
And you will hear its groaning.
你觉得是一个老人慢慢走远了。
You see an aged person walking and walking.
他就消失在宇宙的当中。
Being disintegrated and disappearing into the earth.
他在等什么？
What is he waiting for?
他就等候我们主回来的那一天。
Waiting for the Lord's return.
所以当你看这个短片的时候
，When you see the short clip，
你会注意到三个不同的场景。
You are going to see three different scenes.
一个就是伊甸园怎么变成荒凉的。
How the Garden of Eden turned into disarray.
伊拉克那一带怎么变成沼泽地。
And how Iraq became a marshland.
而且沙特阿拉伯怎么变成沙漠。
How did Saudi Arabia become a desert?
然后死海的附近怎么本来像耶和华的园子怎么变成沙漠。
And how the Dead Sea, which was like the Garden of the Lord, became a desert.
前面一段是万物的叹息。
At the beginning, we will see the creation's groaning.
是圣徒的叹息。
At the end, we'll see the groanings of the saints.
但是不要忘记，我们乃是等候那一天。
Don't forget, we are waiting for that day.
所以当我们听见那个叹息的声音以后
，After we hear the sound of the groaning,
我们一同唱一首诗歌。
We will sing a hymn.
那个诗歌是打在荧幕上的。
The hymn will be on the video clip.
这首诗歌是尼托森弟兄写的。
This hymn was written by Washman Nee.
1950年代时候写的。
In 1950, he wrote this hymn.
那时候李小姐告诉他说：“你不要打搅你弟兄。”
Sister Lee said that you shall not bother him.
Disturb him. 因为他现在正在捕捉一些灵感。
Because he is writing something from his heart.
就在那个时候。
At that time.
他写了这首诗歌。
He wrote this hymn.
所以我们巴不得。一面看完这个短片
Once we finish the video clip,
然后我们听见那个声音
when we hear that voice, that sound,
然后我们一同来唱这首诗歌
let us sing this hymn.
然后最后
at the end,
请大家把我们的感觉化成祷告
let us turn our feeling into prayer.
我们希望有一段的时间大家在一起在主面前祷告
we'll have a season of prayer with brothers and sisters.
那个祷告乃说出你深处的叹息
that prayer reflects the groaning in your heart.
感谢主
thank the Lord.
主的福音他第一次来了
The good news is that he came the first time.
主的福音告诉我们说他还要回来。
And his gospel tells us that he has to come back again.
为什么要等他回来？
Why are we to return his return?
每天我们身体都要得赎。
Because we all have the redemption of our bodies.
所以我们现在就一同来看这个短片。
Let us see this video clip.
We 现在就唱诗歌。 有两三位弟兄姊妹带我们一同有祷告。
Two or three of you, if led, please lead us in prayer.